Next one is the admissions process. And like I said, all the applications, there's a pamphlet in the administrator's manual that shows you what it used to look like, what the pamphlet used to look like when we advertised for the school. Everything we do now is online, basically, but there is a sample in there. It's a great way to start, have a pamphlet ready to go, hand it out at conferences or whatever, just to start stirring interest. All of our students are required to do a pastoral and personal recommendation, and they do a personal interview as well. And all those are inside the administrator's manual. We, like I said, we do all of them online, but we put hard copies of them in there for you guys. Okay? And personal interviews are really, really important. Even with 1,200 students, we still do a personal interview with every single student. Sometimes that's in person, face-to-face, and sometimes that's over the phone. It's really key because you can tell a lot more about people when you're face-to-face with them than what they write on a piece of paper. Okay? So, and then in those interviews, we ask really strategic questions, and that's included in the manual. Okay, as far as your applicants goes, here's a couple of tips and things that we learned the hard way. First of all, consult your staff members when you're talking about your applicants that are going to be coming in. A lot of times we get students who are calling into our secretaries and our financial departments, and they're jerks. And then they go and talk to the revival group pastor who's going to interview them, and they're saints all of a sudden. So it's really good to communicate with your whole staff team and have a value for the perspective that each person is bringing, okay? So that will help you. The other thing is what I like to call the 80-20 concept. At the very beginning of our school, we pretty much took anyone into our school. We were just trying to basically meet numbers and work the financial ends of it out. And after a while, with some feedback from one of our students who would have been kind of a superstar in our school, we got some feedback that they were feeling like they didn't get a lot of time because we were always dealing with the people who were hurt and broken and trying to help them survive, basically.